Yo, today's QOD is quitters never win and winners never quit. It's the remix. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. Every year or so, I take this mix off the shelf and have to share it with you. It's got Lisa Nichols, Eric Thomas, Christine Hassler, Jim Valvano, Inky Johnson, and Les Brown. It doesn't get any better than that. And I'm always blown away by this because, like, I made this, right? Like, it came out of my brain, which is nuts. I remember years ago sitting down and making this, and it was so crazy because when I pulled all the music and I got all the clips, it's so funny how most of it just fell into place. It was a trip. It was like it was meant to be. And I listen to this all the time. So if you just need something to just get you locked in, right, on the mission, on your goal, turn this on. Because there's no way it cannot fire you up. We got the motivation mix coming up.
Joan Baez says that the antidote for despair is action. Lisa Nichols says the prescription for success, hey, is the same thing, action. So, number one, I was willing to do that thing that no one else wanted to do. I was willing. Are you willing every day, no matter how smart you are, how brilliant you are you willing to get up, know everything about some things and nothing about anything else? See, I was willing to live in what I call duality. You might want to write that down. I was willing to live in a constant duality. I was willing to be brilliant and in the same 60 seconds, be clueless. When you can live like, walk like, play like, and work like, you have nothing to hide, nothing to protect, nothing to prove, and nothing to defend. You're proving nothing to no one. You're just being. And in every moment, you allow yourself to become the next best version of yourself. So I was willing to unhook myself from anyone else's perception of Lisa. I was willing to rediscover and redefine and rebirth who I could become every single day. I was willing to live in a space that was mildly to moderately to significantly uncomfortable. My grandmother says, baby, conviction and convenience don't live on the same block. They don't even live in the same zip code. Are you willing, write this down, be willing to be inconvenienced? See, some of you, you want that dream, but you want to live inside of a convenience.
The guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you're trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful.
Superpowers, what are they? They are the things that make you and you and you and you, you. How do you know what they are? Okay, just close your eyes for a moment and think about something you love to do. You just love it. Like, time stops when you do it. It can be gardening, it can be shopping, it can be playing with your kids, whatever. So for me, it's playing with my little nephews. They're 5 and 1, they're adorable. Now I want you to think about not what exactly you're doing, but the qualities that come out of you so naturally while you're doing that thing. So for me, it's love, it's compassion, it's nurturing, it's creativity, it's wisdom, it's presence. That's who you are. You can open your eyes. Those qualities that come so naturally to you are who you are. You know, I've coached people for over 11 years, and I'm always amazed at how people don't realize what their gifts are because they come so naturally. So many of you right now are taking your gifts for granted. You don't think they're gifts because they come so naturally. I like to say God puts our gifts so close to us so they're easy to find, but it's the last place we look.
Every single day, in every walk of life, ordinary people do extraordinary things. Ordinary people accomplish extraordinary things.
Many people will leave the universe without a trace. No one will know they were here. And in fact, under their name, we could put under there, not used up. Will anybody know that you came this way? What contribution are you giving? What will you leave? What will be different because you came this way? Someone once said that life is our gift to us, that God has given us, and how we live our lives is our gift to God. What kind of gift are you formulating? Is this a gift that you like to take back and do something else before you turn it in? Think about that.
He said, Inky, I'm gonna tell you something, and I don't want you to ever forget it. He said, as long as you make sure that somebody else's life is okay, son, God will always make sure that your life is okay. And what he was telling me was, son, as long as you live your life with a greater purpose than just yourself, the opposition, the adversity, the challenges, the paralyzed right arm and hand, like all of those challenges that you will face in your life, if you live life with a greater purpose than just yourself, you will use it as fuel and it won't drain you because your focus and your perspective will be a lot different. You won't be a selfish person and you won't just be going through life doing things for personal gain. You know how you can spot a selfish person? They give up at the first sign of adversity. Because when a person gives up at the first sign of pressure and adversity and a challenge, you can't be thinking about anything except yourself. Because when you think about sacrifices that others have made for you, it's almost impossible to give up.
She said, baby, she said, I don't know if you know, but you were built from the best. She said, so I need to remind you that quitters never win and winners never quit. She said, your grandparents, 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 see, they had a hard life. And they many times wanted to stop. But they didn't because quitters never win and winners never quit. She said, your grandparents, baby, they didn't have laptops and cell phones. They didn't have cars. They worked sometimes in the fields until the fingers burst with blisters and their feet burst with blisters and they wanted to stop, but they didn't because quitters never win and winners never quit. She said, so honey, I don't know if you thought you had the option to quit. And she said, but grandma need to tell you, you need to take that option off the table because that's not who you are. That's not what you're built of.